So another thing that came through as I began to read some of the material and literature, both for Jonathan and Richard, is that you apparently have some pretty strong commitments to Christian views and values, and then you keep mentioning the family, church, and so on. And, you know, I mean, there are values and then there are values, and I mean, that's been one of the things we went through in this election recently.
Yeah.
We had different strong viewpoints on a variety of different sides.
Yeah.
And so I guess what I would ask is that since you have such strong views, Christian views, that it must, I assume, it must from time to time even conflict with the kind of things that you experience in going. Do you experience that, and how do you cope with that?
Yeah, well, you know, for all of us, it's really a really personal relationship with God, and we're not really big on organized religion or organized church.
Mm-hmm.
We believe, you know, that God is love, and you know, that Jesus is, you know, that he, you know, God wanted to show us how much he loved us, and that's why he sent Jesus. But it's a real, you know, beautiful personal relationship thing. So we try to communicate it to people in a way that isn't, you know, offsetting and isn't overly stifling and religious. You know, for instance, like you mentioned the election, there's a lot of different viewpoints, and there's a huge side of America that's very fundamentalist in their Christianity, and a lot of times I feel like church kind of gives God a bad rap, you know, and you know, gives him a bad name. So we want to be out there, and mostly in our lives even more than our, you know, preaching, as we call it, because we don't like really preaching, but hopefully in our lives people will feel like we're, you know, honest people, that we're honest about our weaknesses, and that we're really grateful for forgiveness and grace, and that we, you know, try to love people. And so, you know, that's...
So it tries to come out in the way you do things.
Yeah, right. Yeah, mm-hmm. And, you know, it does influence the decisions we make in terms of movies and stuff, but not in a overly, you know, checklist kind of way.
There's not really a formula to it. It's kind of a, you know, a situational thing. Like, Jonathan has played a serial killer and
suicidal guy,
suicidal patient,
and
heroin addict. So, you know, we look at stories more like
parables,
like Shakespeare. You know, we talk about how Shakespeare deals with darkness, and he shows you what the end result of, say, revenge is.
Right.
How far does it go? We like to think about stories in those terms.
Right.